One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes...
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Are you ready for the message on faith? Now I want to give you 30 things about faith. And I want to remind you that this message is yours for the asking in the little book called The Three F's, Food, Fasting, and Faith. Every student ought to have it. Every mother and dad ought to have it. Every child ought to have to read. Four times in Habakkuk, Romans, Galatians, and Hebrews, we're told, now the just shall live by faith. Now then, would you let me part just a minute with you? I need what I'm going to read. I need this message. I believe God's got something for me in this message right now. I believe that there is a fuller deliverance and a fuller blessing for me. Are you willing to look at it with me like that? Do you need something in your life that would help you to be an overcomer? Preacher, are you having a low tide in your ministry? I mean, does it really seem all dark and you're a little confused and you wonder why? And I tell you, I just hope right now that you'll join with me in faith, believing that God is going to take 30 things in this message and bring us out over on the sunny banks of sweet deliverance. Will you believe that now? All right. Communism, Catholicism, denominationalism, modernism, with their feverish, futile, and fatal efforts, are trying to take the place of a vital faith in a living God. Education, organization, reformation, amalgamation, and unionization are just as hopeless. The peace parleys in United Nations conferences, the big talk of the National Council of Churches, are just as helpless as Ponce de Leon was in looking for the land of perpetual youth. Faith lives in the high tower. Paul said to the Ephesian church, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked. That old four-star general who could prove his faith by scars said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Faith was his crowning virtue. Even though he lost his head, he kept his faith and his heart. In the first place, let me say that faith is not wishing, wanting, trying, hoping, striving, or even waiting. Most of these are enemies of real Bible faith. Let me give you some 30 things concerning faith. Are you ready? Number one, faith is real. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Spiritual substance is the evidence of the only things that are real. James said, you show me your faith. Without your works, I'll show you my faith by my works. Faith is the stuff the real life's made out of. It's substance. Amen? It's evidence. And brother, if you've got enough substance, there's going to be some evidence. You put that down. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so faith is real. Number two, faith is a gift. Oh, get that. Faith is a gift. You don't work it up. I mean, you don't go off to some little fizz meeting, see, and get it. You don't go to some place where something's happening and get your faith. You go to God. You go to the Word. Romans 12:3, as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Ephesians 2, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Faith is a gift. You don't work for a gift. You just accept it. And God has measured to every man the measure of faith. The gift of faith. Brother, I live by his faith, not mine. I got saved on his faith. I've gotten kept by his faith. Jesus was saved. He didn't have to be saved, but he lived a saved life. And then he was kept. Oh, I know the devil sought to kill him, destroy him, but he didn't. Number three, faith is the life of Christ, Galatians 2:20. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Philippians 3:9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Romans 3:22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. It's his faith. It's his faith. He gave it to me. Now then, if it's his faith, then it's his life. I live his life by his faith. I got saved by his faith. Therefore, I got his salvation. That's right. That's permanent. That's eternal. That's comforting. That's maximum security. God does the saving, and he does the keeping, and the Holy Spirit does the sealing, and I live his life. Reason four. Faith is the rope tied to the bucket of reality, dipping itself into the fullness of God. You know, the woman said, the well is deep, and thou hast nothing to draw with. Well, what she didn't know was she was looking at the well, because Jesus was the well. He was the well. And he was giving her water that would keep her from thirsting again ever. And I like that. Said, when you drink this water, you'll thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I shall give you, it shall be in you a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. Jesus gave her water that was not from the well, gave her living water, and sent her forth to tell. She went away singing. She came back bringing others to the water that was not from the well. Faith is the rope tied to the bucket of reality, dipping itself into the fullness of God. Number five, faith is stepping when there's no place to step. For instance, like Moses, God said, Moses, speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. And Moses said, Lord, in none place to step. Well, he said, that's where faith comes in. That's right. Like Moses at the Red Sea. He said, now you've got to speak. In other words, you don't just push him off in the water. When commanded of the Lord to go forward, he just said, all right, we're going forward. I always like the story of the sweet old man who was chided because of his great faith in God. And someone said, I guess if God told you to jump through that brick wall, you'd jump. He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, I surely would. But he said, you mean it'd make a fool? No. He said, it's my responsibility to jump, and it's God's responsibility to make a hole in the wall. Amen. Brother, why don't you just go ahead and jump? Take the step by faith. I know it's a drastic move. I know it's a big step. And you just don't know hardly how to do it or what to do. Reason six said, definition six is, faith is victory. Faith is victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5, this is, not was, this is. Didn't say this shall be, this is. Brother, you have faith, you got the victory right now. Oh, you'd say, Brother Wolof, doesn't look to me like you've got the victory. Is that right? Brother, I've kept the victory. And the victory keeps me, because that's faith. You'd say, but you've been to jail. I know it, but I had the victory when I went into jail. And I didn't lose it in jail. I got the victory. I had the victory when I came out. I traveled with the victory. You see, things and environment and circumstances and hard times are good times will not make you lose the faith. Faith is the victory. You got the victory on the inside because you have faith on the inside. You get the victory out of the book because victory comes from the Word of God, you see. Faith comes by hearing by the Word of God, so you got to have the Word of God. Oh, I wish I could get you to see it. There's no way to live by faith except by the Word of God. What faith living is, just Bible living, that's all. Now then, number seven. Faith is living the overcoming life. Who is he that overcometh? But he that believeth. There it is. Just got to believe. And then, number eight, faith is more forceful than fire. Jesus became the fourth man in the fire for the Hebrew children, and they came out without smell of smoke. You think the fire hurt him? Not a bit. You think the fire destroyed him? Not a bit. And dear friends, the old songwriter said, when through fire trials, thy pathway shall lie. My grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee. I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. Oh, are you ready? The soul that owned Jesus hath leaned for repose. I will not desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell shall endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. Brother, how's your faith today? Faith is more forceful than fire. Number 9, faith is the key to the lion's jaws. It delivered Daniel without a scratch. The lions couldn't hurt him. Why? Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself by eating the king's meat nor drinking the king's wine. Are you listening? Daniel wasn't afraid. Daniel refused to stop his prayer, and they passed a law, you know. They really passed a law. It was an ungodly law. It was a Christless law. It was a Bibleless law. It was a law against the law. Why, he believed in freedom of religion and praying, and he thought he ought to be able to go to his house and room and open the windows, pray in time he got ready, and he did. But they passed a law and said, Daniel, I guess you know, there's a law passed against praying. He said, wouldn't make a lot of difference to me. Well, he said, you certainly wouldn't be a lawbreaker, would you? And I imagine they put the same argument and said, you know, a great man of God ought not to break the law. Have you ever heard that? Oh, these little Casper milk toasts and these little self-righteous things that run around this country doing nothing except meddling and harassing and getting into other people's businesses, getting the job done for God. And they said, well, he's a lawbreaker. Some of these little modernistic preachers, you know, little sissies, little manicured ministers. I haven't got a lick of confidence, old shooting match put together. Wouldn't give you, you remind me of old Jezebel's ministerial alliance. You haven't got anything, you know it, you never have, and you never will, because you're afraid to live by faith. Every time somebody snaps a finger, you jump. You just remind me of a monkey on a string. Anybody pulls it, up you go. God have mercy on us today and give us some independent evangelists and prophets that'll stand for God and preach the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Daniel said, why, I'll have to pray if I live. And they said, you'll have to go to the lion's den too. And he said, all right, I'll go to the lion's den. He didn't fight them. He didn't do anything, just went on to the lion's den. And the lions didn't hurt him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego going through the same thing or similar thing, and I'm on the same principle today. You know what they asked them to do? Bow to the image of Nebuchadnezzar. In other words, that was the image of the state. That was the same thing as the state welfare department back there then, or anything. I mean, say what you please, same principle. And they said, no, we couldn't do that. We'd have to give up our convictions. See, we promised to bow to nobody but God and His Word. And that's all I can bow to. Faith is the victory. Faith is the overcoming life. Faith is more forceful than fire. Faith is the key to the lion's jaws. Faith is real. Faith is a gift. Faith is the life of Christ. Faith is the rope tied to the bucket of reality, dipping itself into the fullness of God. Faith is stepping when there's no place to step. So we better start now with number 10. Remember, this message is available in book form. It's just a small book, but you'd be welcome to it. Faith is the power that destroyed the walls of Jericho. You don't think that they jarred him down, do you? I know there's a lot of Israelites, and they looked awful silly to me. I mean, powerfully stupid looking to me for just marching around the walls. Nobody had ever been able to penetrate those walls. Nobody had ever been able to tear those walls down. Why, they tell me that two big carriages with four horses in front of them abreast, that would be eight horses and two carriages, could ride on that wall at one time. I mean, right side by side. Well, that's a big wall, and somebody did a lot of work. And you know what's happening? A bunch of little old Israelites marching around every day, once a day, and then on 7 day, seven times. And brother, that's a pretty long haul that time, isn't it? You know, they had to be in shape because they've been walking through the wilderness. I know one thing, the American people would never get the wall down if they had to walk around anything. I mean, walk around the block seven times, they'd never make it. And the average American, he's so out of shape until he couldn't walk anywhere. He never has been trained to walk. He's been riding in the car, air conditioned. And he got an escalator, an elevator. He doesn't climb stairs, and he just doesn't walk anywhere except from the television room to the table, unless he has them to bring it to him. And that's about the picture of America today. No wonder we've decayed. No wonder we've become as rotten as the Romans and the Roman Empire many years ago. Faith is the power that destroyed the walls of Jericho. Can you see them marching around? Don't you mind the devil visit them each evening when they got through marching around and said, "Now what happened today?" Nothing. Well, wait a minute. You mean nothing? Oh, no. We obeyed the Lord. See? Brother, don't worry about what's going to happen. Just obey the Lord. You know, I got a converted dope addict or alcoholic, and he came to the city, and his favorite statement is this. And he said, "Don't worry about the mule. Just load the wagon." I mean, he helped us build these buildings out here. And I tell you, he's strong as an ox. He went off to Baylor University, studied for the ministry, unsaved. Came out of there, drunkard, and just wasted a lot of his life, and then came to that unusual place called the City of Refuge. And God saved him, and he's been serving the Lord ever since. And he said, "Don't worry about the mule, just load the wagon." And dear friends, if we had more people that'd be willing to pull the wagon instead of wondering about the load you're putting on it. Faith is the key to the lion's jaws. Faith is the power that destroyed the walls of Jericho on the seventh day. Don't you imagine that's an exciting day? Don't you imagine maybe some of them didn't sleep too well that night when old brother Joshua got them together and he said, "Attention!" And all of them looked up. "General Joshua is fixing to make a talk now. This is the eve of the great day." Oh, listen, I mean, the devil was going through the camp and said, "Now, you silly outfits, you. What'd you get on today? Nothing. Well, it didn't fall, didn't even tremble. People laughing at you. You're the laughing stock of this whole country. I mean, the people are standing on the wall. The fact is, they get up just to watch you silly outfits walk around the wall. You haven't got anything to fight with, haven't got a thing to win with, and there's no chance for you." And yet General Joshua got up on that night before the next day when they were going to have their seventh day. "Brother," he said, "now, brethren, sisters," he said, "friends, tomorrow is our day. Those walls we've been walking around will crumble tomorrow. They'll fall tomorrow." Brother, that's faith, isn't it? You say, "Reckon where he got that from? Moses?" You say, "Reckon where he got that from? The mount where he got the word of God?" You say, "Where'd he get that from? Walking in the shadow of a great man by the name of Moses?" Brother, Joshua had seen the rocks split open and water come running. He had seen manna fall from heaven. He'd seen the pillar of cloud by day and fire by night, and quails come in from the east. Wasn't too hard on him, brother. He believed. He said, "Tomorrow." And I imagine maybe even an unbeliever might have said, "General Joshua, that's impossible." He said, "I'm trusting in the God of the impossible. They've got to fall tomorrow. Tomorrow is our day." And brother, once, twice, three times, four times, five times, six times, and maybe Joshua said, "All right, folks, let's spirit in our march. Thank God the walls will fall on this seventh time. I mean, this is it. Get ready for victory." And around the walls he went the seventh time. And brother, you talk about a mighty crumbling of the walls. Can you see what I see? Great big horses falling. And I can hear them as they neigh, and they tie their harness up, and the people are falling to their death, and those old walls are falling and tumbling and crumbling down. And Joshua said, "Glory to God, he's kept his promise again like he always does." And the children of Israel shouted. They had a lot to shout about. But now notice, when they first shouted, it was the shout of faith. And the next shout was the shout of victory. Amen. And then they heard the cry of the people in Jericho saying, "Our walls have fallen. Our walls have fallen. We're exposed to millions of Israelites," and they were helpless. Their hearts melted on the inside. Lord, have mercy. I'm glad, dear friends, that I believe the Bible just like it says. I'm glad for the victory. Faith is the power that destroyed the walls of Jericho. Number 11, faith is the road to the city, not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Abraham must have become the laughing stock of his neighbors and friends and business associates, and yet Faith justified him as we see Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. He certainly had found the city. Brother, faith is the road to the city. I mean the city is celestial. And the city not made with hands, it's eternal in the heavens. We got a lot of man-made cities today, haven't we? But I tell you, they're in a fix. I wouldn't want to live in one of them. I mean, if it wasn't for the people, I'd rather live 500 miles from the closest city. I'm telling you, I'd rather live out where the air's pure and you can grow your groceries. And faith is the road that leads you to the city of victory. And then there's something else. Number 12, faith became deliverance for the millions of Israelites without a shot being fired and with only one casualty. And that cost Moses a sentence of 40 years in the wilderness. You know, faith never uses force or the flesh or pressure. It works altogether by spiritual laws and principles. That's the reason it is so despised and misunderstood by the world. Faith scarcely makes the headlines with man, but it makes the who's who of heaven. Yes, faith brought deliverance. Faith is seeing the unseen, the invisible. Moses, by faith, saw him who is invisible. It looks like everything is in the very grip of the picture show hour and the seeing time now. And so you say, well, I'm going to live by faith. I don't have to see. I just need to believe. And that's what Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Oh, the man said, I do believe. Help thou mine unbelief. The thing that got Eve was when she saw. The thing that precipitated the floods when the sons of God saw. The thing that wrecked Achan was when he saw. He lusted and he took. That's right, he looked, lusted, and took. The thing that knocked David from the pinnacle of power was when he saw Bathsheba. The thing that brought about a broken-hearted Moses, when the people cried to Aaron for a God they could see. Oh, how could so much junk crawl up in our homes and churches to blind our faith and to dishonor God? You know my biggest accusation against television? It's a seeing program. Everything's a show. Everything's a show. My radio friends, many times, I mean my announcers say, well, what time's your show? I said, I don't have a show. It's a program. It's a service. Everything's a show. And even the write-up said that I got to attend all the vans and put my show on the road. I don't have a show. That's because she's so wicked. That's all she knows is shows. She's not interested in anything except what she can see. And let me tell you something, buddy. What you see, you're going to lose. You'll fail to see one of these days. And what I don't see, I'm going to see one of these days. What I believe, I'm going to see one of these days. I'm glad that faith is able to see the unseeable. That's right. Seeing we therefore compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. And then I'll say something else. It's number 14. Faith is endurance. He endured, amen, as seeing him who is invisible. I had to see him by faith. Faith made him endure. The Bible said Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, listen, if you want to endure, and brother, I don't want just to endure, I want to enjoy, don't you? And I believe I can enjoy what I'm enduring if my faith is in Jesus Christ. Nobody knows the sufferings that a lot of us have gone through, the awful heartaches. Faith is endurance. He endured to see him who is invisible. Talk about loneliness. 40 years in the wilderness. And seem like we've been in the wilderness. But it's been a blessed time. We haven't been out here by ourselves, I'll tell you that. There have been plenty of preachers, and God bless their hearts. There have been Christians. I mean, our people have stood by us. I tell you, I still think it's the greatest miracle I've ever seen in my life that there'd be so few people believe the lies. Only those who are unsaved or wicked or ungodly would ever believe. You can't face what we've been doing. You could never claim that this is a racket. Faith is endurance. If you've got the right faith, you'll have the right endurance.
We're glad you've joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff. Our message today was entitled Faith. If you would like to order this in CD form, simply ask for offer number RO3676. 3676. The title of the message again is Faith. To help us cover shipping and handling, we ask for a gift of at least $10, and we'd like to have today's date and also the call letters to this radio station. Here's the address, the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. And to use your credit card, call toll-free 1-800-772-7507. May is the anniversary of the Family Altar Program, and also we entitle it Letter Month. It's also the month that Brother Rolf really founded the ministry right here. We'd love to hear your comments from some of you about the ministries of the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises in the past, and the Family Altar Program, of course. Some of the listeners that have written us, one here is from Dallas, Texas, said, "Friends, we pray the ministry will be prosperous with souls for Jesus. This ministry has meant so much to our family. God bless and keep up with the good work. We love you." And we love that message also, my friend. Here's another message coming from North Carolina, Lake Toxaway. That's a beautiful title. "I love your preaching and what you all stand for. My gift is not much, but I hope it helps keep the faith and stands for Jesus. I pray for the ministry of Jesus Christ through Brother Roloff's life. God bless you all." And we thank you for that letter, and we would love to hear from many of you. There's others out there, hundreds and perhaps thousands that are listening, have been listening for years, and maybe you've never written. And this is the chance to not only encourage us, but help us even financially during this particular time when the financial situation of the country is just a little bit questionable. But our message this month is entitled Faith, the Second Greatest Gift. This is our special offer for May. Now, it's available for $10, and Brother Roloff answers questions such as, what does faith have to offer? And where can I get faith? How do I use it? Well, our toll-free order line is 1-800-772-7507, or you may write us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. And we do accept credit cards. That toll-free number again is 1-800-772-7507. Now remember again, this is Letter Month. And as a vote for your station to keep us on the air in your area, we must hear from you today. So sit down while you're thinking about it right now and write to the Family Altar Program at Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. Now, this is Gene Price speaking for the staff here today, wishing you all a wonderful day, and we're looking forward to being with you again here on the Family Altar Program.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea.